This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Go loud.
What's up, everyone?
Hello, we're back.
Many episodes did we miss, Leanne? Two. Sorry about that, everyone.
Two full episodes.
Amy finished with me. And we just got back together there, sorted everything out.
Yeah.
We had to sort it all out, so we sorted it, everything sorted, so...
I threw him out, like I was throwing out all of his clothes out the windows and all. Mm. Yeah, because he wouldn't get off the PlayStation, he got that new James Bond
game. The 007 game, was flat out on that for 2 weeks, so I said, fuck that podcast, not bother. I didn't care about all of our listeners that we have. Now, there was like, we couldn't get a slot in here, too many podcasts. And the recording times are just all over the place, and we had other stuff on as well, like, and we couldn't get in, so we're here now. We'll be here every Tuesday going forward,
hopefully, and,
hopefully fingers crossed. So sorry about that. Jeez, I feel like I let everyone down.
Why?
I let everyone down because
I know, I felt so guilty. I was like, oh god, I need to record a podcast.
Do you remember the last episode? I asked everyone to comment to see how many people listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
There was 61 comments. So it's not 5 people, there's 61 listeners.
61 people?
Yeah.
Jesus. So there, sorry, 61 people letting you down the last two
sorry
weeks.
For letting
but we
all
are
you's,
back.
Sorry for letting all you 61 people down. How will they even know? They're probably like, think it's gone now, so they're not even going to look for this episode.
What do you mean? Thinking that?
Although they haven't got one in 2 weeks, so they're probably just like, taking it for granted.
That's the end of that podcast. That's the end of them. Blowings.
So, actually, I want to see in the comments if we can maybe squeeze an extra few listeners in there. If we can get the comments past 61, that would be ideal.
This week?
To gauge it this week, just to see if people are still sticking around. Like,
yeah.
Because we are sorry about that. And if we get to like 62 comments or 63, then that will show.
He's had been working out on a song the last 2 weeks as well.
I'll give you a little teaser. I wonder if I take you home, would you still be in love, baby?
That's brilliant.
Is that Fergie?
Yeah. No.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
Is it Fergie on her own now? Boom, 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 don't break my heart.
Probably a Big Girl Song Cry. The song that she sang, do you ever hear that one?
Mm-hmm.
Sing it.
Big girls don't cry. Big that one. No, that's Big Boys Don't Cry, isn't it? That's what the Beach Boys know.
It's Fergie.
Sherry.
Oh, yeah, fuck off.
Sherry, baby. I'm leaving that for when we get 63 comments.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole episode of them singing.
It's going to be me doing the X Factor.
Mixing different songs into each other.
We're going to do the X Factor.
Yes. Yeah.
And he'll also be the judges in the comments. I thought that was bloody awful. You've got 4,000 yeses. All right, Simon. Fucking hated you. Where are we at?
So, what do you think about the dogs being on the sofa?
I don't want to talk about the dogs today.
Why aren't you sick of them?
Sick to death of them. Had to buy a big fat lint roller for them. The lint roller the whole
the
gaff out. Because the Hoover doesn't work anymore. I have to use a lint roller.
The Hoover does work. Just that you pulled the muscle from Hoover and I'm mopping the last couple of weeks that you can't Hoover the sofa now.
I did pull a muscle in my arm. I thought I had to get physiotherapy.
I thought you was going to have to go and get an x-ray and I was like, oh.
And then I seen the price. Do you know how much it is for an MRI?
How much?
$350.
Yeah.
€350 euro for an MRI. You can keep it.
Yeah, but you're the one that's looking for it. Go public and you'll be on a waiting list for it and then bet your arm be all right then. You kept saying, oh, I think I need an x-ray. I was like, you literally just pulled something from mopping the floor.
Because I stretched my arm out too far. But I always stretch my arm out when I'm mopping a Hoover.
Yeah, but you were doing it really angry.
I was flying around. I didn't take my time. There should be more awareness for that.
Well, taking your time when you're
should be ads on the telly for pulling fucking muscles in your arm from mopping and hoovering, overextending.
Yeah, there should be, actually. But what do you think about the dogs on the sofa?
I think it's absolutely fucking fantastic.
Does it annoy you that they're on the sofa?
No, it's
some people don't let their dogs up on the sofa at all.
If I got a new sofa, they wouldn't be allowed on it.
Ah,
it's because that sofa's old and just like whatever.
It's not old.
Wreck it.
It's not old at all.
6 years old.
That's things not old.
Go flattened from Frank. Sits up at the window on the
he sits
back
up
of
at the back of the sofa and there's a whole dint mark in from
just
his arse.
Just like dips down the whole back cushion. He loves it though.
Yeah, it makes him happy.
And then Dixie doesn't even sit on... Oh yeah, she sits on a pillow. So if we're in the bedroom or the kitchen or anywhere else, you'll always know that she's just on the sofa, sitting there on that pillow, just looking at us.
On her own.
Unsociable little fuck.
She is very unsociable. It's actually shocking.
But some people don't like the dogs on the sofa, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Riveting.
What's that mean?
That's what people are going to say in the comments on
Go Loud. Riveting.
Riveting conversation.
Shut up.
It's normal conversation. What do you want us to do? Get all clever and all?
Don't watch it then, you fucking...
Listen to Joe Rogan or something. This is what you get.
Yeah.
Chicken fillet rolls and fucking... everything else.
Dogs on the sofas.
Yeah, dogs on the sofa. You don't like it, shove it. Put that out as a clip. Because you'll do nothing.
Well, surveys says...
What were you on, catchphrase?
Yeah, 78% of dog owners say their pooch has a designated seat in their living room. That's very true, though.
How many? What's the percentage?
78.
We were gathering all this information over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Going door to door.
Door to door.
78% of people, their dog said that the dog has a designated seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have dogs, Leanne, do you?
No, but I had one. And she had her own seat.
They all do, don't they?
Yeah. And like if she was sat on the seat before one of us, you wouldn't go near her, like.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even dare move her.
Would you not move her?
No.
Yeah, I don't move Frank either. Well, it depends. If I get up from sitting down and he gets in my seat, I'd be like, right, get up when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets up, like, and he just plonks himself somewhere else. But like he loves the back of the sofa, sitting up there, and he loves...
the floor.
No, he loves lying on the end of where the buffet is, where all the blankets are. He loves lying on that.
Where?
Down the end where the tables are.
Oh, yeah.
Stretched out.
Little legend.
Mm. And then 1 in 5 says they believe their pets have as much right to sit on the furniture as their owners. I agree. Like, no one has ever came up and said anything about the dogs being on the sofa, haven't they, no?
I'm gonna throw someone out the dry here.
Who?
Probably be listening. My mate Jer.
I was about to say that, yeah.
He hates dogs.
Yeah, but his dog does up on the sofa with Hazel.
I know. But when he comes into her apartment and he sees them dogs, it's like they're dirty or something.
Yeah, he hates dogs. He hates dogs.
And if I tried to jump up on him, he'd be like, ugh.
Get off me, yeah.
It's a big red flag for me.
Yeah, I think people are crazy that don't like dogs.
When he comes into the house, I just say, you can't sit down on the couch because the dogs are sitting there.
Yeah, you'll have to stand in the hall.
You'll have to stand in the hall. Remember you was doing that years ago? And you went off to your friend's house and he was like, yeah, stand in there. And you'd stand in the hall and then he'd be gone and he'd walk up a bit, up the hallway, and you're just standing there.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can come in here. Like, and then he had to tell you like to go into every room.
Who's he?
Your mates. Them.
Anyway. Dogs in the bed.
Not one no more about that.
No.
Does anyone remember that? There's none in the comments. If we get to 63, we're laughing.
Dogs in the bed.
No, not anymore.
No?
Only because the bed we had was lower down and Frank could like jump down.
He was alright jumping off that, but if we have a big high bed now and the only reason he doesn't sleep in the bed is, yeah, his legs will just shatter. Dixie, no, she is not allowed in the bed. She sleeps in a cage. She's crate trained.
You're supposed to actually...
Because she's pissy.
You're supposed to actually get rid of the cage, aren't you, at some stage?
Yeah.
She's still in the
cage. She loves it. She loves her cage. Now, we'd never lock her in it at all during the day, just at night time, because she's a pissy little shit, isn't she?
She just got up and shit on the couch, like.
Yeah. And she drags a shite over to the couch and all. It's disgusting.
Horrible.
Like, what is it? Why does Chihuahuas eat their own shit?
I think that's just their dog.
No, it's not. It's all Chihuahuas. It's absolutely vile.
To eat their own
poo. She needs to stop, like.
Imagine we ate our own poo.
She's absolutely disgusting. She really is. Like, for such a small dog, she's just full of so much piss. Terrible. Frank's bed is like a big king size bed for him. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he sprawls out, and he loves his bed. Now, he sleeps in the bedroom with us, but not in the bed anymore. But he sleeps in his bed down under the window. And then Dixie sleeps in our cage, but she has a bed in it with loads of blankets in it.
She doesn't, there's just loads of nettles in it.
Nettles?
barbed wire and all. The cage is covered in barbed wire in case she gets ill.
I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, she sits at the window all day going, doesn't she?
Yes, she'll melt.
Melt.
Oh, I have something.
What?
I have something now for you.
What?
Do you know what a soft launch is?
No.
It's when someone hints to a relationship on a in a social media post without showing their partner's face or giving their name. Example, posting a photo of an extra glass at the table in a restaurant, a photo of just their arm or the back of their hands, etc.
That's a bit weird. I have actually seen that. Yeah. Those people that think they're like,
I think
well
some of it's clickbait though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's engagement farming. They just do it so people just comment on it. And am I right, Leanne?
Or to talk about, make TikToks about it and stuff like that, yeah. It's always people that are like,
oh, see this thing?
What?
That.
Oh, that.
See the way that does my head in?
It's weird, isn't it?
Do you know that one?
Yeah, all the Love Islanders are doing it at the
moment. Yeah.
Oh, but all the influencers and all are doing it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the comments, the people, it's given the emoji of...
Yeah, stop. Stop doing that.
You're going to have to describe what you're doing, though.
That little... how would I...
Finger, yeah. Index
finger.
Finger off your thumb, and it's like, no, girl.
No, girl.
Does my head in.
Yeah, it's very irritating.
They're all copying off each other. Who invented that? Who was the first person to do that?
God knows.
Because I'll chase them.
He must have soft launched.
They soft launched it on a TikTok post.
Like this.
It was obviously like Molly May or something, was it?
No, I don't think she does.
It was someone in Love Island. It's given, I want to jump in the pool.
Yeah. But like, it's like when somebody has says something like, you know, like, say a video, right? And people in the comments, yes, queen, and then loads of them get emojis. It's like, please, like, stop it. These trends are just ridiculous. Like, it's just every week it's something different. Every week.
I know we got off topic there, but it's kind of relatable to the subject matter, isn't it? I've seen like soft launches for this doesn't, like, it's not in the same kind of context, but there's a footballer called Marcus Rashford. Do you know him?
No.
He used to play for Man United. He's on loan at Barcelona. But Man United are like, with England, they're going to the World Cup. They're like, best luck to where Reds going to the World Cup, and one of the slides is Rashford. And people are saying that they're soft launching him back into the team.
When I think of the word soft launching, I think of a rocket.
But into space. Yeah, soft launching into space. Yeah, you go, girl.
Tap, tap, tap.
It's like that tap thing is like similar to when people started doing that tap thing with their nails off bottles of water and all.
Yeah, and then when the people are called out, then they stop doing it then.
Yeah, well, they're getting called out now for that other thing.
Oh, it's fuck off, like.
They'll stop doing it.
It's just be normal, like. Instead of copying off each other.
Be normal.
Fucking pack of sheep. Oh, stop.
Big gang of sheep. Be normal. Don't be doing that tapping thing with your index finger on your thumb. Me and Amy soft launched their relationship.
No, we did not.
I posted 2 points of Guinness.
No, you didn't.
And I said, oh, look, who's the second one for?
Me da.
Oh, me
yeah,
da.
I don't have one.
Waiting on me da. Got my Guinness. He has things gone yellow.
Who's gone yellow? Yeah,
the Guinness.
No, we didn't soft launchers. You just put it up on Facebook and I had a meltdown because I was in work and I couldn't.
We're with each other now, yeah. We're together now, yeah? Accept that.
Nearly little, 10 years
accept
ago.
That request for the relationship, yeah? On Facebook. Because we're together now. 10 years ago, that. 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
So all you people saying I'm punching. It was 10 years ago, pal, and I was better looking then.
No, you weren't.
I had lovely hair, and I was a bit trimmer. And now she's bollocksed. She's stuck with me now. So, fuck off with your punching and your clicking your fingers and all that other stuff.
You're mad.
You're mad, yeah.
Apparently, though, couples who soft launched a relationship may be less likely to stay together in the long run.
Why?
I don't know.
Is there any soft launches that you remember, Leanne, that you're seeing that actually became a thing? Like,
Celebrities do it like quite often, but not like A-list celebrities. I would say like C-list celebrities kind of do it. Like, I think of, I know we're mentioning Love Island again, but like the Love Islanders will all like come out of the villa and then like end their relationships, and then like 2 weeks later they're soft launching. But people like that, you know, as well, like local people down the road, always do it.
I know,
it's
and
fascinating.
You think there's someone though doing it, like it's just like,
oh, I think people like the idea of everyone sitting at home on their phones trying to guess and work out who they're with.
Yeah.
Now some people will be, but like other people will genuinely not care about a soft launch at all.
I don't.
It's
either do or you don't.
I'm trying to see if there's images. Yeah, just hands only, you know.
Yeah, like of
like
just
that.
A hand. Yeah.
Hands only.
Yeah.
That hands only thing. You do that with people when they're on their deathbed, though.
Oh no! Do you ever see people doing that? Oh no! Stop that.
No, but I'm not saying that. Like, I'm just saying some people post photos of someone in their family that died and they're holding their hand, like, for a last image. So don't get that confused. Sorry, I'm not even saying that. Like,
yeah, but like if someone's of their watch or something, like if a man's watch.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it before, and it's just, and people are like, "Oh, do you think they're with each other, or do you think it's definitely that person, and or the back of their head?" And it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? You're either with each other, or you're not.
Yeah.
Put it up on Facebook. Don't be doing them soft launches. Just say to what I am, we're with each other now. Yeah. Soft launches. Yeah.
In a rocket.
Soft launch off.
Huh?
I'm just looking at more examples.
Have you ever been in a group chat where someone's sent in a screenshot of someone who's soft launched someone on Instagram, for example, and then you're all in the group chat trying to work out who they're with?
Yeah.
And you're going into like who they follow, who follows them.
Yeah, and the tattoos like, on their body, or the way their trousers are, or the shoes, or yeah.
It becomes an FBI mission.
Yeah, literally.
That's gas.
What?
Soft launching. I'm going to do that. Going to soft launch. That doesn't have to be a relationship, does it? Gonna soft launch a book. I just show blank pages.
Yeah.
Say, I'm writing a book.
But it's the same as when people are like, oh, I'm working on a big project, but I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't say anything about
it. It's so exciting, but I can't say. Yeah. And people are like, congratulations.
It does my head in that.
Really?
I hate when, do you know what I don't like?
What?
Like, I know I'm in that industry and all, but I hate when like influencers gloat about getting something. When they're like, it's like almost like the people that can't get that stuff, it's like they're saying, I got this and you can't get it.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Do you ever get that? Do you ever get that vibe? Like
all the. Like
can't even fucking say names, but there's loads of you, yeah?
Yeah, but I do get it because, like, you're sitting there and you're like, the entitlement. Do you know what I mean? It's like they have to get it. And if they don't get it, like, if.
I'll give you an example, right? I got, when the PlayStation 5 first came out, right? Like 5 years ago during COVID, I think, or just before COVID.
Yeah.
I got one for free. And I posted it. And like, the comments were like, they obliterated me. Like, it was like, read the room and all. Like, people can't get these. You're bragging about getting that. And I actually get it. Like, so I deleted it. And I understand now, because I do see it now. And I'm like,
it's totally different now. People are bragging now. Years ago, it was a photo on your story. Now it's a reel, like it on your TikTok, showing, I've got all my PR. I have so much PR to open. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you're getting like literally sailing through life here. Everybody else has to bloody buy it. And so expensive half the stuff does be, like all these bags and makeup products, perfumes, clothes. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And these trips and everything. Fucking wild.
I don't know. It's just the way, the delivery of it.
It will come to an end though. It won't go on for long, I don't.
Yeah, one is, all I'm saying is everyone would want to have some backup going.
No, not as in like your job will be gone. Like, it's more like the PRP, like.
It won't end.
I don't think. But these end. Trips,
too
Darren.
Big, too big of an industry.
The trips are just outrageous, like, that they're sending them on.
I'd still go on one, though. That just defeats
everything.
Yeah,
well, of course it would. Anybody would.
Everything I said, doesn't it? I think I'm just a bit annoyed because I haven't got a PR package in about 10 years.
Oh, my God. Well, I suppose I can say it because I don't get it. I'm just one of the normal three people that are in the background watching it.
If I got one, I'd be afraid to post, though, because I feel like it's what? Like, I don't know.
But any normal person is going to post it, like.
I think know? I get packets of Crips, like. I think that's fine. You can post that and say, look, I got Crips. Look at these Crips, boys. Mm. But if you get, like, a fucking Dyson or something.
Yeah, but that's like, an ad. Ha! That's still a job, ha! Though.
Look what I yeah. got. I'm after getting a Dyson hair wrap and you didn't.
But if you're being given it and there's no brief with it or anything like that, it's just PR. It's like, why are they getting it? But like, if it's actually our job to post it and to talk about
yeah,
it,
but
and
that's different.
Different.
That's an ad.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're getting everything for nothing and you're just posting it and saying, look what I got. Look what I got. Look at this thing. I got that.
I'd love for you to say who it is.
Look what I got. No, it's no, it's not an individual. It's a collective thing. It's like it's a. Yeah, it's like a collective just approach that.
Yeah.
It could be someone in America. It could be someone in England. It could be someone here. Like, it's just that kind of way of doing it. Sometimes I'm like, don't be doing that. We have some questions because we're probably gonna lose most of that. Yeah. Here's some jokes from Alan. The first one I don't get.
What?
At all, do you, Leanne? What do you call a guy just out of the barbers? Shan. What do you call a guy just out of the barbers? Shan. I'm going to ask
Crickets.
The internet.
That's all I can.
I have to ask the internet.
What do you mean, ask the internet what?
What that means?
It says Shan.
I don't get it, though. It's a play on Sean having just had your hair cut and your, and the name like Sean Shan.
Alright. I don't get that. I'm dyslexic.
This fella's at the falling asleep writing that. I'm dyslexic. I don't understand that. The next one I get, it's a classic.
Not
what
really.
Do you call a girl between two buildings? Elaine.
Oh, I thought that said Eileen. I kept going, that doesn't make any sense.
Are you dyslexic?
Yeah.
Are you?
You know I am.
You just pretend you are. You want something to be wrong with you.
Says the one.
Sean. I don't get that one.
Oh, no, I don't get that. Sorry, I thought you were.
Alan, will you send in an explanation to that one, please? Maybe it is something that everyone gets.
He probably just needs to send it in as a voice note.
You probably just go, all right, everyone's telling her. What do you call a guy just out of the barbers?
Alan.
Sean. And we've all gone, no. I don't really get that one. Here's one from Jamie. What would your funeral song be?
Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Miller.
That was quick. Bette Miller?
Yeah.
Bette Miller?
Yeah.
Bette Midler?
Yeah. It's one of my favourite songs. What would yours be?
Fontaine's DC Star Wars.
You're going to laugh at me answer the next one.
Mine would be Fontaine's DC Star Wars. Who's your first celebrity crush? Oh, I know who it was.
Who?
Gerard Butler.
No.
Who?
Phil Mitchell. I used to love him.
You're a weirdo.
I know, me might be like, Phil's on.
Phil's on the drink again. Give us another drink, you cunt. Mine was Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be stuck to the telly.
MTV.
Oh, Who's that?
Oh God!
The skater boy. He's a bang at that skateboard.
Oh, stop it.
Who was your fourth celebrity crush, Leanne?
Oh, probably Zac Efron.
Really?
Yeah, but he's good looking.
Random one. I actually don't know.
I did. I loved him.
Do you know who I actually... One of my first ones probably that's like the non-conventional attractive man is probably Steve Martin.
Who's that?
Do you know him from... He's in Only Murders in the Building now. He's in Cheaper by the Dozen. Yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah, yeah. Him. Here?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think he's handsome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's more just like you appreciate them, like their looks. It's not like you fancy Phil Mitchell. Like, is he... Like, Phil Mitchell's a bit weird, man.
What? I don't know what I was thinking. A bald fat man.
Here's another one, but we got this on Starlet, but I'll give this one to you, Amy. If Mo Farah and Luke Littler had to compete a half marathon, but every mile they had to check out a 5:01, who would win?
I don't know what that idea that is.
Do you know who Mo Farah is?
Is that the fella out of I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah.
And Luke Littler. Well, obviously Luke Littler's not getting very far, is he? He's not a runner.
Yeah, I know.
Mo Farah is, so obviously Mo Farah's going to win.
No, but he has to check out a 5:01.
What's that?
501 on the board, like.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't matter if Mo Farah is a professional runner. Can he knock out a 5:01 on a dartboard, like? Because Luke Littler could walk, or he could light jog, or whatever he wanted to do, because he knows that he's going to check out a 5:01 quick. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So Mo Farah could be... He could run to do the 5:01, and then Luke Littler, as I said, could walk, like, so, and then check out a 5:01 and, like.
Who do you think would win?
Luke Littler.
No, I don't know. I'd say Mo Farah.
He wouldn't, because he wouldn't get a 5:01 if he was there for the fucking whole day and night.
He might.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Stranger things has happened.
Thanks for that. Anyway, that's all the questions there. That's kind of everything covered now that we need to talk about. See it in about a month. Only messing. If you have any questions, send them into the conways at goloudnow.com.
And don't forget to drop your comments down so you can get over.
Yeah, come on, guys. If yous are true Conways fanatics, well, then let us know in the comments by just sticking an emoji or a little dot or give me compliments. Give Amy compliments. Give Leanne some compliments as being the best producer in the country. And then we will be able to gauge the popularity of the Conways. And maybe, just maybe, a brand might see that and say, I'm going to sponsor that, and then Amy can leave our job. Might as well be honest about it.
Yeah.
Right, see ya.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.